This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Office Naughtiness by George Tasker. Chapter 1. The stupid thing has crashed again, Erica, Paul said, pressing the intercom button on his phone. Paul Anderson was the sales manager for Infinity Systems Computing. He joined the company straight out of high school and had been there ever since. Paul was in his mid-30s, was unmarried and rather average in weight, height, and appearance. Despite working for an IT company, he knew very little about computers and often relied on his pretty young secretary Erica to fix his problems. "Have you tried rebooting?" asked Erica with her usual business-like professionalism. Erica was a gorgeous young 21-year-old blonde, who'd been working for Paul for only a couple of months. Her trim, tight body was currently encased in a tight-fitting black business skirt that clung to the beautiful round curves of her ass, and a crisp white blouse that was buttoned up over her expansive bosom. "I don't want to lose the document I'm working on, it's not saved," Paul said, gesturing irritably at the screen. "Come round here and fix it, babe." Erica sighed and moved around Paul's desk to stand beside him. As she bent forward at the waist to tap at his keyboard, Paul pushed his chair back a little to give her more room. His repositioning also gave him a much better view of his lovely secretary's delightful posterior. Bent over, with her ass jutting out towards him, it was a mouth-watering spectacle. "No idea what you've done here," muttered Erica under the breath as she tried to fix his computer problems. Erica abruptly tensed, pausing her typing as she felt one of Paul's hands stroke over the lush curve of her right buttock. The beautiful young blonde grimaced slightly, but resuming her typing without saying anything to her boss about his straying hand. "Come in a little closer," instructed Paul as his other hand came up to her ass. He gave the tight mounds of Erica's bottom a firm squeeze through her skirt, a firm round buttock filling each of his palms. "I think that's it," said Erica after a moment more, during which Paul's groping hands squeezed at her round ass. "Thanks, babe," replied Paul with a grin as he gave her a pat on the bottom. Erica quickly disentangled herself and moved out from behind Paul's desk. If she didn't need this job so bad, there was no way she'd put up with her lecherous boss's wandering hands. "I think Miss Chessman wanted to see you," said Erica as she left Paul's office. "Ah, shit," cursed Paul. He grabbed a file off his desk and hurried out of his office. Maria Chessman was his boss, the branch manager, and Paul had a good idea what she wanted to talk to him about. He quickly made his way across to the other side of the sprawling office where Ms. Chessman's corner office was located. Sitting at a large desk outside Maria's office was her personal assistant Jennifer Malone.
"Hi there, good looking," said Paul with a wide grin as he stepped up to Jennifer's desk. If it was possible, Jennifer was even more beautiful than Paul's secretary Erica. The tall, leggy blonde was flawlessly groomed, her shining golden hair tied up in a tight bun and her makeup faultless. The gorgeous personal assistant always wore a deep red lipstick that for some reason drove Paul wild. It was probably the thought of having those full, pouty red lips sliding down his cock that turned him on. Jennifer was wearing a pale blue dress that was delightfully low-cut, revealing an impressively deep cleavage and the upper swells of her plump, ample breasts. The angelic blonde was certainly blessed with an impressive rack.
"Miss Chessman will see you now," said Jennifer as soon as she saw Paul approach. Paul paused a moment. "Have you reconsidered my offer for dinner?" he asked her, flashing his most winning smile.
"Not interested," replied Jennifer haughtily. On her very first day on the job, Paul had asked her out on a date, and he'd been after her ever since. Unfortunately for Paul, the busted blonde was well out of his league and she'd always refused, but to his credit that didn't stop him from constantly trying, much to Jennifer's annoyance.
"Maybe next week," said Paul.
He didn't give Jennifer a chance to reply, however, stepping into his boss's office and tapping lightly on the door.
"Come in," called out Maria Chessman, her tone stern. It didn't sound like she was in a good mood.
Paul took a deep breath and opened the doors, stepping into Ms. Chessman's office. His manager was seated behind her desk.
"Take a seat, Mr. Anderson," Maria instructed him.
The dark-haired executive was actually very attractive. Paul would have called her beautiful if she was not such a constant bitch. Her long black hair was fastened behind her head in a tight ponytail, and she was dressed in an equally stern black business skirt and crisp white blouse. The blouse was buttoned all the way up. Paul wished she had missed a couple of buttons to display some of that abundant cleavage she doubtlessly possessed. The front of her blouse swelled out considerably, containing a pair of very healthy double D's that every man in the office yearned for a peek of. Paul's eyes flickered up from Miss Chessman's chest to her perfectly made-up face and the fiery glint in her eyes. He wasn't quite sure if she was just mad about his work, or if his gaze had lingered a little too long on her bust. He didn't say a word and just sat down on the chair in front of her desk.
"I'm sure you can guess why I've asked to see you, Mr. Anderson,"
Paul nodded.
The latest sales figures?
Bingo, said Maria, reaching for a manila folder from the desk in front of her. She opened it up and read from it.
Sales down 47%, and margins on the few sales we did actually make were less than 15%. This is the worst month we've had all year. You do realize you're supposed to running the sale force, Mr. Anderson?
Yes, Miss Chessman,
Paul replied glumly. He felt like a school kid getting told off by the principal.
So what do you have to say for yourself?
I'm sorry, Miss Chessman. It's the economy at the moment. No one's interested in investing in new software, he said.
So should we be cutting back on the sales force?
It's not that. We need all the salespeople we can get just to bring in any business at all.
Paul tried to explain, but he knew she wouldn't listen. He couldn't really blame her, though. The sales force was hardly paying for itself.
That's not good enough. Infinity Systems' share price will suffer because of this, Paul.
She was getting quite worked up as she told him off.
You've got to do something to turn things around. We can't have another dismal month like this.
I know, he replied with a sullen nod.
It won't happen again.
It had certainly better not.
This won't look good on your annual performance review, Mr. Anderson. You can be assured of that.
Great, there goes my bonus, Paul thought to himself. What a bitch.
I understand, he said out loud, nodding again. You're just lucky that Mr. O'Reilly hasn't heard about this,
Maria told him, referring to her boss, Jim O'Reilly, the national manager. Paul actually found Jim O'Reilly to be a rather reasonable manager, open to explanations, unlike Maria Chessman. He didn't say anything, however.
Okay, Mr. Anderson, I want to see you pick up your act. Next month things had better be looking a whole lot better.
Maria reached for a second folder and picked it up, starting to scan the contents and signaling an end to their meeting.
Is that business over?
Paul asked, standing up and stretching.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Anderson,
Maria replied with a curt nod.
Great,
Paul said with a sigh of relief as she walked around to the side of the desk.
'Cause I could sure use a blowjob,
he said, unzipping his fly as he moved around to stand beside his boss, Ms. Chessman. Maria rolled her eyes and put down the folder.
Very well,
she said, obviously not too happy about the chore as she swiveled her chair to face towards where Paul stood. The lecherous sales manager had pulled his soft penis out through the fly of his pants and offered it up towards his boss's mouth.
Just try and be careful of my makeup,
Maria said, reaching out and taking Paul's penis from his hand and giving it a few gentle strokes. She then leant forward in her office chair and ran her tongue along the length of his soft penis, swirling it around the head before finally opening her lips and taking him into her warm mouth as if it was a simple, everyday occurrence.
Ah, that's better,
groaned Paul softly, closing his eyes and arching his back to luxuriate in the blowjob his boss was giving him. Maria's cheeks hollowed as she sucked forcefully on her subordinate's cock, her mouth working up and down the length as it began to grow and thicken in her mouth.
Mm, you're a great cocksucker, Maria,
moaned Paul, stroking the top of his manager's head. About 2.5 months ago, Paul had stumbled across some very incriminating evidence of a business transaction that Maria Chessman had been part of. If word of the dodgy dealing had got out, it would have ruined both Maria's reputation and that of the entire company. Rather than going to the police, or even to Mr. O'Reilly, Paul, who always tried to make the most of any situation and turn things to his personal advantage, had gone directly to Maria and used the information to blackmail her. At first he tried to get a promotion and pay rise, but unbelievably Maria had refused him. Something about business ethics, which was a bit rich, coming from someone who'd done what she had. So instead it came down to sex. Paul had at first wanted to fuck her, but the MS apparently did stand for Mrs. and Maria refused to betray her husband. Paul had to settle for free blowjobs whenever he felt the need. Which, in hindsight, was not such a bad deal, he thought to himself as Maria's warm, wet mouth bobbed over his now fully erect cock. The only thing that Maria insisted on was that when it came to business they were completely professional, which is why Paul had been forced to wait until their meeting was over before requesting his blowjob. And he knew a good thing when he was onto one and had no intention of rocking the boat.
Man, that's good,
gasped Paul, his hips rocking gently as Maria sucked on his dick. He reached down below her bobbing head to cup one of his boss's big tits and give it a squeeze through her blouse. Maria also refused to let him see her naked, but she didn't seem to mind when he played with her tits while she was sucking him off, as it helped him come quicker. So long as he did it through her clothing and didn't try to slip his hand up her top or anything. Paul briefly wondered what the rest of the guys in the office would think if they could see him now. Here he was, groping her big tits as Maria Chessman, the bitch, was sucking his hard cock. Man, would they be jealous? Paul gave a groan as Maria took his cock deeper into her hot mouth, the tight seal of her lips almost working its way to the base of his hard shaft. She was definitely talented. Paul gave her big tit one last squeeze and then shuffled forward so that he was standing right up against her chair and her head was pressed back against the chair's headrest, her face pretty much impaled against the chair by his dick. He pushed further forward, burying more of the length of his cock in her mouth, the head of his hard organ pressing right into the back of her mouth. He then reached up and grabbed the back of her chair in both hands and began to rock the tilting office chair back and forth. The movement caused her mouth to slide up and down his cock as he rapidly rocked the chair. Paul groaned in pleasure, his hips starting to thrust forward to meet her bobbing mouth so that he was practically fucking her mouth.
Oh yeah, that's it, Ms. Chessman, take that cock,
he grunted, his balls slapping against her chin as his cock pushed right into her throat. Fortunately for Maria, it was not the first time she had deep-throated her young blackmailer, so she was able to take his hard length without gagging or choking. Paul moaned as he rocked Maria's chair faster and faster, his cock humping deep into her inviting throat. The whole time she never relented with her skillful suction, her tongue fluttering along the underside of his shaft as he face-fucked her. Paul felt his balls churning as his orgasm approached, but he didn't slow down the movements of his hips and the chair. Once in the past, he had pulled out of her mouth and come on her blouse, secretly hoping it'd cause her to take it off so he could get a peek at her spectacular naked tits. Instead, she had angrily thrown him out of her office, and it had taken him almost an entire week of begging and threats to get back in her mouth. Coming on her face had also proved equally unpopular. "Oh shit!" grunted Paul, his knees almost buckling as he exploded, unloading his creamy seed into Maria's sucking mouth. The raven-haired manager's eyes widened slightly as her employee came in her mouth, and she immediately started to swallow, taking down his whole load as he pulled the chair forward, pressing her face against his lower stomach. "Fuck! You are so good at that, Miss Chessman!" Paul murmured softly when he finally slipped out from between her full lips, his load spent.
"Thank you?
I would say my pleasure, but that's hardly the case," Maria remarked dryly in reply as she took a quick suck on the end of his penis, slurping up the last few drops of his semen.
"You know I'm ready to rock your world anytime you say the word, baby,"
Paul replied with a smirk. Maria rolled her eyes and she stuffed his cock back into his pants and zipped him up.
"I think we're done here."
Paul knew better than to argue. He merely reached out with both hands, giving her big tits a quick grope through her blouse, then gave her a wink and hurriedly left her office. With an extra skip in his step, he headed back to his desk. On his way past Erica, who was bent over trying to retrieve some jammed paper out of the bottom tray of the photocopier, he gave her a pinch on the ass, causing her to straighten up with a yelp of surprise. All in all, as far as Paul Anderson was concerned, life was great.
"I just can't stand it anymore," said Erica in dismay. She had just told Maria everything about her harassing boss. "The other day he even grabbed my boobs while I had my hands full with 2 cups of coffee."
Maria nodded thoughtfully. She was tapping her lower lip with the end of a pen as she considered the situation.
"I know you've come to me with this before, Erica, but like I said then, the situation is more complicated than you think. I can't do anything about Mr. Anderson's groping. Perhaps you could go directly to Mr. O'Reilly?"
Maria hated being so powerless.
"Those two act like best buddies," complained Erica. "If I go to Mr. O'Reilly, I'm more likely to lose my job than stop Mr. Anderson."
Maria sighed. She could see the desperation in the young secretary's eyes.
"Look, let me think about things overnight. I'll talk to you tomorrow."
Chapter 2. Erica stretched, holding the heavy box of files above her head as she tried to place it on the high shelf. The pretty young secretary was about an inch short of reaching.
"Here, let me help you," said Paul Anderson, her boss.
He stepped up behind the beautiful blonde, placing his hands around her slim waist to offer her support. As she reached for the shelf again, he tried to lift her up. Instead, his hands slipped up off her hips, slithering around the front of her torso and sliding up over the underside of her heavy breasts, cupping the ample melons through her top. Erica gasped as her boss squeezed her large, full breasts through her top. She felt him press up against her from behind, the clearly discernible bulge of his crotch rubbing up against her ass.
"WH. What are you doing, Mr. Anderson?"
Erica stammered as he thoroughly groped her big tits.
"Oops, sorry babe, my hand slipped."
He apologized, giving her nipples a tweak through the thin material of her top before he finally released her breasts and stepped back.
"Why don't you let me put that box away?"
Erica wordlessly handed him the box and hurried off, biting down an angry comment as she made a beeline for the corner office where Maria Chessman, the branch manager, was located.
"He's impossible,"
she furiously declared as she entered Ms. Chessman's office and took a seat in front of the attractive brunette's desk without being invited. Maria glanced up in surprise.
"Hello, Erica. We need to get rid of that slime ball now,"
snapped Erica, still raging from the groping she'd just been on the receiving end of. Maria nodded and smiled.
"I've got an idea about that. We've simply got to get some evidence of Mr. Anderson's bad behavior, then you can take that to Jim O'Reilly. I won't be involved at all."
Erica nodded slowly in response.
"What sort of evidence?"
"Video.
Just set up a camera by my desk and I'm sure we'll get some groping footage,"
said Erica bitterly. Maria shook her head.
"Not enough. We need something really powerful if Jim is going to fire Paul. A little groping won't cut it."
"Like what?" asked Erica uncertainly.
"My plan is to entrap him. We've got drinks tonight. If he sees a lovely drunk beauty such as yourself passed out in the sick room, he won't be able to resist. I'll arrange for a surveillance camera to be set up to capture all the evidence. You want me to pretend to be drunk and then let him rape me?"
asked Erica, visibly whitening. Maria nodded.
"No way,"
said Erica, refusing adamantly.
"I'd rather put up with the fondling."
Maria frowned.
"I want him gone just as much as you do. You do it then,"
shot back Erica.
"I know," said Maria. "Jennifer will do it. Paul has a real soft spot for her anyway, it's perfect."
Erica looked surprised.
"Do you think she'll agree to do it?"
"She will if she wants to keep her job," retorted Maria brusquely. They were interrupted by the sound of Jennifer's voice on the intercom.
"Hi Maria, Paul Anderson is here to see you."
Erica jumped, feeling like she'd just been caught out in a guilty secret.
"Fine, show him in, we're done here,"
Maria said. Erica nodded, still a little pale at thought of what Maria was proposing. She turned and left, meeting Paul in the doorway. Paul turned sideways to let his pretty young secretary past. The gap was quite small and Erica had to turn sideways herself to slip past. As she squeezed by him, Paul thrust forward with his crotch, rubbing himself across her firm posterior as she pushed past. He was clearly hard.
Erica scowled, her guilt at the plot against her boss suddenly gone as she headed back to her desk.
Paul grinned as he kicked the door closed and walked over to Maria Chessman's desk and unbuckled his belt.
BJ time. He announced as he dropped his suit pants to the floor and stepped out of them. His fully erect penis was jutting out of the fly of his boxers.
Maria grimaced as the horny sales manager moved in front of her chair and sat on the edge of her desk. She gave a sigh as she reached out and took hold of his throbbing erection in one soft hand. With any luck, this would be the last blowjob she was forced to give him. Maria swiped her tongue around the head of Paul's erection, then gave the tip of his dick a tender kiss, leaving a slight smear of lipstick. She ran her tongue down along the underside of his shaft, and then swiped her tongue across his scrotum, teasing his testicles.
"Don't tease me, just suck it," instructed Paul.
Maria reluctantly moved back to the end of his cock, slipping her warm lips down over him and sucking his stiff erection into her wet mouth.
"Oh yeah,"
Paul groaned with obvious relish.
"I really needed this."
Maria's cheeks hollowed as she forcefully sucked on him and her head began to bob over his lap. The office filled with the sounds of her slurping, her pouty lips sliding up and down the thick pole of his cock.
"That's it, suck that cock like you mean it,"
said Paul with a loud groan as Maria's pace picked up. With each bob of her head, the tip of his cock was nudging right against the very back of her mouth, causing her to gag slightly.
"You look beautiful with my cock in your mouth,"
Paul told her as she sucked him off. Maria's mouth popped off the end of his dick and she looked up at him.
"Why don't you keep the commentary to a minimum and just let me get on with this?"
she snapped irritably. Paul grinned mischievously. He held his cock by the base and slapped it against Maria's closed mouth.
"Whatever you say, you're the boss."
Maria scowled up at him. If it wasn't for the fact that this was hopefully the final blowjob she had to give him, then she would probably have thrown him out. Paul spanked his erection against her forehead. He was certainly pushing his luck. Maria reached up and smacked away his hands, holding his dick firmly around the base as she put her mouth back over the head of him. Paul gave a moan as Maria resumed her blowjob, rapidly bobbing her head over his cock as she sucked. He reached down and took hold of Maria's sizable boobs, squeezing them through her blouse as she blew him. He could feel the stiff, lacy texture of her bra as the large melons overflowed his groping hands. He still wished he could get those puppies out in the open one day.
"Oh yeah!"
Paul gave a long groan of pleasure as his cock jolted between Maria's lip. He moaned as his salty seed exploded, filling the gorgeous brunette's diligently sucking mouth. Paul squeezed down tight on Maria's titties as he spurted, his erection flexing in her mouth. Maria swallowed, quickly drinking down all of Paul's load without spilling a drop. The last thing she wanted was her office stinking of cum.
That was amazing as always,"
murmured Paul in appreciation as Maria sucked him clean. She sat back, grabbing a glass of water off her desk and taking a long swallow.
"Maybe we could have a repeat performance after drinks tonight,"
suggested Paul hopefully.
"No. I'm leaving early today,"
Maria curtly replied.
"I'm going to dinner with my husband."
"Fine," replied Paul with a shrug.
"Make sure you give the old man a big kiss from me,"
Paul added with a wink. Maria shook her head as Paul left her office. The man was definitely an obnoxious asshole. For some reason, Friday drinks always brought out the worst in Paul. He was all over the ladies of the office, hitting on them, making lewd comments and plenty of touching. Glenda from accounts seemed to bear the brunt of it this week. Neither Maria nor Erica, his usual victims, had shown up for drinks, and Jennifer seemed to be staying well clear of the lecherous sales manager that evening. Glenda wasn't quite as pretty, and certainly not as stacked as Maria, Erica, or Jennifer. But the 33-year-old red-haired accountant was a keen jogger, and kept quite fit. Paul was standing uncomfortably close to the relatively shy office worker, one hand resting on the small of her back as he told her an inappropriately sexual and racist joke. Every so often his hand would wander down from Glenda's back and slide over the taut round swells of her buttocks, which were perfectly encased in a pair of slim-fitting black suit pants.
"A donkey's dick,"
announced Paul, reciting the joke's punchline and roaring raucously with laughter at his own joke. Glenda smiled politely as Paul pinched the well-toned accountant's bottom once again. The slender accountant had clearly had enough as she began to politely excuse herself, claiming an early morning run the next day. Paul barely even heard her as his attention was suddenly caught by the sight of Jennifer across the other side of the office. The gorgeous personal assistant was swaying as she walked, clearly quite inebriated. This was rather unusual, as Jennifer almost always maintained control. She was dressed in a pretty, charcoal gray dress which was quite tight-fitting across the upper half, nicely displaying her expansive bosom. The lower, skirt part of the dress was short and flared slightly as she walked, giving Paul a great view of her long, tan legs. As Paul watched, the drunk blonde staggered through the door into the sick room, disappearing from sight. Paul frowned and thought. He glanced around the room to see if anyone else had seen Jennifer depart, but no one seemed to be paying any attention to her. Paul hesitated about another minute and then followed Jennifer, slipping quickly into the sick bay without anyone noticing. His heart was rapidly beating as he quietly closed the door behind him and then looked around the room. Jennifer was lying face down on the small single bed that filled the far side of the room. The hem of her dress was up around her sleek thighs, inches short of revealing the swells of her buttocks. She was snoring softly. Paul let out a quivering breath and walked softly across the room. He reached out a shaking hand towards Jennifer's pert ass and then stopped, thinking better of it.
"Jennifer?"
he said, reasonably loudly.
"Are you okay?"
He reached down and prodded her shoulder.
Jennifer? He repeated more loudly.
The sleeping beauty still did not stir. Paul shook Jennifer's shoulder to try and wake her up, but her drunken slumber could not be interrupted.
Thank you, God.
He whispered. Still a little cautious, Paul reached down and touched the back of Jennifer's thigh, right down by her knee. He gave her leg a gentle squeeze, glancing up towards her face to make sure she was still asleep. Paul traced his palm up the back of his boss's gorgeous personal assistant's slender thigh, enjoying the incredible feel of her smooth, soft skin. Inches away from the hem of her dress, he stopped again. Paul turned and moved back to the sickbay door, locking it. It would be bad if someone from the office stumbled in on him while he was molesting the unconscious woman. He grinned to himself and rubbed his hands eagerly together, before moving back across the room and sitting on the edge of the bed where Jennifer was slumbering. This time he laid both hands on the back of Jennifer's smooth thighs. As he ran his hands up the back of her sleek thighs, he pushed the hem of her skirt up. His hands slid up the swells of Jennifer's beautiful round buttocks, cupping one taut mound in each palm. Jennifer was wearing the skimpiest of G-strings beneath her dress, leaving her lovely ass pretty much bare for Paul to grope.
Gorgeous.
He murmured in admiration as he squeezed and kneaded the firm cheeks of her ass. This was a dream come true for the sleazy sales manager.
Smack.
Paul gave Jennifer's ass a hard slap, watching the quiver of flesh. He grinned and slipped one hand up between the lovely blonde's thighs, rubbing his fingers across the crotch of her G-string and feeling the heat of her pussy. Paul unzipped his fly and pulled out his now erect penis, stroking it as he rubbed the gorgeous blonde's crotch. He briefly considered just jerking off, but realized that this was an opportunity not to be missed. Instead, he climbed up on the bed, straddling the back of Jennifer's thighs. Holding his cock in one hand, he rubbed it over the firm spheres of Jennifer's ass, using his shaft to slap her butt. Paul then leant forward, leaning over his sexy colleague and rubbing himself against her ass, humping her from behind as he ground himself into her perfect bottom. It would be so easy to just pull aside her G-string and slip into her.
What the hell?
Said Paul with a shrug.
You only live once.
He reached down and tugged aside Jennifer's G-string. With his other hand, he guided his erection into Jennifer's pussy. As Paul thrust into the sexy blonde from behind, she lay there motionless, still fast asleep lying face down on the bed.
Oh yeah!
Groaned Paul as his hard erection slid smoothly into her pussy and his hips ground against her ass. Holding his weight on his elbows as he lay over top Jennifer, the horny sales manager began to fuck her from behind, driving his cock into her clutching pussy.
This is much better than a blowjob or a quick grope.
He murmured, thinking of Maria and Erica. Paul humped against Jennifer for a few minutes, pinning her down on the bed with his thrusting penis. The whole forbidden, non-consensual element to the sex was turning him on, and his balls were churning in no time. Paul wasn't sure if the beautiful blonde was on the pill, and he certainly didn't want to knock her up, so he pulled out before it was too late. He wasn't about to finish off using his hand, however, so instead he moved up towards where Jennifer's head lay. Paul rubbed the tip of his cock over Jennifer's angelic face, leaving a smear of pre-cum over her nose, cheek, and lips. He then grabbed her head in both hands as he stuffed his erection into her unwilling mouth, spearing her full lips open with the tip of his penis.
Fuck!
He grunted as his hard cock thrust into Jennifer's mouth. He gripped her hair tightly and began to quickly saw his hard cock in and out between her full, pouty lips. It perhaps wasn't as nice as Maria's oral talents, but the workout he'd had in her pussy had him close to the edge anyway. With a few vigorous thrusts, he gave a choked grunt of pleasure and blasted his sticky wad of jism into Jennifer's sleeping mouth.
Oh yeah!
He groaned as he emptied his load across Jennifer's tongue. He pulled out and sat back on the bed, breathing heavily.
Thank God for Friday drinks!
He murmured with a satisfied grin.
Chapter 3.
We need to talk,
said Paul Anderson as he barged into his boss's office, slamming the door shut behind him. There had been no one to stop him from entering as Maria's personal assistant, Jennifer, was off sick today.
Mr. Anderson?
Said Maria in surprise, looking up at him.
What's the problem?
Don't worry,
snapped Paul as he strode up to the beautiful brunette's desk.
I'm not after head this time.
He threw a manila folder down on her desk and a couple of grainy photographs spilled out. They were shots of him lying on top of a passed-out blonde and a few of him with his cock stuffed into her mouth.
He's got video footage as well, apparently,
Paul told her, sounding rather desperate.
He?
Asked Maria, opening the folder and flicking through the rather incriminating photographs.
O'Reilly,
explained Paul, referring to the company's national manager.
I'm done. You've got to help me.
Help you?
I don't think so,
Maria curtly replied.
Look,
said Paul, leaning over her desk.
If you don't make this go away, then I'll be forced to give O'Reilly the stuff I have on you.
Paul had been blackmailing his beautiful boss for the past few months. Maria frowned, clearly not happy.
You can't do that, we had a deal.
Paul shook his head.
The deal's changed. I'm in the shit here and you can help me. If you do this, then I'll destroy all the evidence I've got.
No more blowjobs.
No more blowjobs?
Repeated Maria. Clearly the idea appealed to her.
We'll be even,
Paul assured her. Maria considered for a moment.
Okay.
She finally agreed. Jim O'Reilly frowned calculatingly at his attractive subordinate.
What's in this for you, Maria?
He asked her. Jim O'Reilly was the national manager of Infinity Systems Computing. He was in his mid-50s and had short white hair and an expansive, barrel-like belly. His jolly face was usually bright red and he actually looked a little bit like Boss Hogg from the Dukes of Hazzard.
I'm not at liberty to say, Beria replied.
The raven-haired branch manager was dressed in a light gray skirt and jacket suit, with a bright red blouse. The blouse unbuttoned more than usual, and she was giving Jim a clear view of her impressive cleavage.
This evidence is very compelling, and the charges are serious, said Jim. And we are talking about your assistant Jennifer here.
I realize that, said Maria, hating what she'd been forced to do. But I have to get rid of this matter once and for all. Jim seemed to consider matters for a moment. After a long pause, he replied.
I'll let you what, Maria? I like you, and we've worked together for a couple of years now, so I'm willing to help you out.
I'll destroy this evidence against Paul, if you agree to fuck me.
What?
Blurted Maria in surprise. That had been the last thing she'd expected. From Paul maybe, but from Jim O'Reilly her boss?
We have sex. Then I'll make all this go away, explained Jim.
Maria still looked in shock.
But I'm married.
Jim shrugged.
It's pretty straightforward here, Maria. You're asking me to do something very unethical. So in return I want something of value. That hot body of yours is valuable to me.
Maria grimaced. Even with Paul's blackmail she hadn't let him have sex with her.
How about I suck your cock instead?
Not good enough, replied Jim immediately. He was used to negotiating multi-million dollar deals and he knew how to bargain.
You've got a nice big pair of boobs that I've wanted to get my hands on for years, and I bet you're a fantastic fuck.
I give fantastic head, said Maria.
I'm sure you do, and I intend to find out, Jim replied calmly. But I also intend to shoot my wad in that sweet pussy of yours.
Maria was looking very uncomfortable. But perhaps sleeping with the boss would help her career as well.
You'll destroy the photos?
Yes.
Okay,
she agreed.
I'll do it.
Jim's grin was a mile wide.
Excellent. Well, let's start with that head you were talking about.
Right now, replied Maria in surprise, glancing nervously around the national manager's office. Jim merely nodded and stood up from his chair. He unzipped his trousers and pushed them down around his knees. His blue cotton boxer shorts followed, revealing a soft, limp penis dangling between his legs, framed by a pair of sagga balls, covered in a light fuzz of gray hair. It was not the most attractive sight that Maria had laid eyes on. Jim sat back down in his chair and gestured for Maria to come around the desk to him. The buxom brunette executive reluctantly did as she was instructed, kneeling in front of the chair of her trouserless boss.
Let me just have a feel of these puppies before you get started, said Jim, reaching out with both hands and grabbing Maria's large tits through her blouse. Oh yeah!
He gave a groan of approval as he squeezed Maria's plentiful jugs through her top. The ample melons filled his palms as his fingers sunk into the firm flesh.
These are great,
he murmured, reaching up and grabbing the top of Maria's blouse. With a harsh yank he ripped open the kneeling woman's shirt, buttons flying off and material tearing.
Hey! That was expense,
complained Maria as Jim reached inside her ruined blouse to grope at her bra-clad breasts.
You'd better get them out before I rip this bra then,
said Jim, releasing her tits temporarily. Maria quickly shrugged off her torn blouse and then unclasped her bra, letting her big breasts spill free. They were large and firm, topped by already hard nipples.
Lovely,
murmured Jim as he took hold of Maria's bare breasts, one in each hand.
Did I ever tell you that I'm a tit man?
He asked her as he began to squeeze and knead her gigantic hooters.
These fun bags are the reason I promoted you to branch manager.
Jim pinched Maria's stiff nipples between his fingers, giving them a quick twist before once again cupping and squeezing her magnificent jugs in his palms.
I'm just glad this opportunity to actually touch them has come up.
Jim fondled Maria's perfect boobs for a few more minutes.
Okay, time for some sucking, I think,
he said, releasing her breasts and leaning back in his chair. Maria reached up into Jim's lap and took hold of his old cock in her soft hand. It appeared to have been brought to life from the titty groping and was thick and stiff in her hand. The reluctant executive bent forward, dipping her head down into her boss's lap and gingerly taking his hard cock between her lips.
That's it, suck that cock,
moaned Jim as Maria's warm lips slid down his erection, his cock lodging deep in her hot mouth.
After all that talk, you'd better be as good as you said you were.
Jim groaned as Maria's talented mouth slid back up to the tip of his cock, her agile tongue swiping around the head of Jim's penis. She moved lower, her tongue lapping nimbly at Jim's hairy scrotum, teasing each of his testicles briefly before she moved back to his cock, plunging her mouth back onto him. Jim gripped the top of Maria's head, holding her by her dark locks.
Put your hands behind your back,
he ordered. Maria obeyed as Jim immediately began to fuck her mouth, bouncing her head in his lap as his hips repeated hunched up off his chair, his hard cock pumping rapidly in and out of her sucking mouth. With her hands behind her back, Maria now had no control over the pace and depth of his plunging cock, but fortunately her experience blowing Paul Anderson had well prepared her for getting face fucked, and she effortlessly took her boss's hard length as it slammed between her plump lips. Jim humped Maria's face for about 6 or 7 minutes, showing surprising stamina for a man of his age. His penis was hard as a rock, clearly highly aroused by the opportunity to blackmail his beautiful underling. He thrust into Maria's mouth a few final times and then lifted her head up out of his lap. As the beautiful, topless brunette caught her breath, Jim once again groped her big tits, eagerly massaging the ample orbs.
I think I need to fuck these puppies before we get down to business,
he announced, shuffling forward in his chair so that his stiff erection nestled into Maria's considerable cleavage. Jim kept a firm grip on Maria's boobs as he wrapped them around his cock, forming a snug, tight sheath for his cock to thrust into. Maria's big boobs jiggled delightfully as Jim fucked them. Each thrust of his cock caused the tip of his penis to bob up from the depths of Maria's cleavage, glistening with pre-cum. While his old hips pumped up off his chair, his hands kept a tight grip on Maria's breasts, keeping the fleshy mounds pressed tight around his thrusting manhood. "Time to fuck," said Jim after tit-fucking her for a couple of minutes. "Stand up and bend over my desk. I can't convince you to finish off in my mouth, or between my tits?" asked Maria, trying one more time to delay cheating on her husband. Jim didn't reply, instead grabbing her by the arm and forcing her to bend forward over his desk. He ran one hand across the smooth expanse of Maria's skirt-clad posterior, squeezing the firm cheeks of her ass. Jim then tugged up the back of her skirt, revealing her G-string panties and perfect, nicely toned buttocks. Not wasting any time, Jim tugged aside the back of Maria's G-string and urgently thrust his rock-hard cock into her tight snatch. Maria cried out at his sudden entry, his erection sinking right to the hilt into her pussy. "Ah, that feels so good," moaned Jim, pausing for a moment and enjoying the feeling of having his cock buried in the beautiful, buxom brunette. He rocked his hips slightly back and forth, exploring the depths of Maria's clutching pussy. Jim moved his hands to Maria's curving hips, getting a firm grip as he started to fuck her in earnest, his hard cock pumping against her pussy from behind as he drove her into the desk. The sound of their flesh smacking together filled the large office as Jim slammed his erection repeatedly into Maria's pussy. Maria moaned and pushed back with her bottom to meet her boss's thrusting cock. She was eager to get him off as quick as possible. Jim was groaning noisily as he humped the busted brunette bent over his desk. He clearly wouldn't last very long. "Fuck!" he groaned as he arched his back and lifted himself up on his tiptoes, stuffing his cock deep inside the gorgeous executive. His cock bottomed out in her cunt, and he gave another loud groan. Jim's balls churned and his cock spurted, his thick, ropey seeds spilling forcefully into Maria's grasping vagina. "Oh yeah!" The older executive gave a long moan of pleasure as he pumped the brunette fill of his sperm. He fell forward, the weight of his bulk leaning on Maria's back as he spent himself. "That was perfect," he whispered into her ear as his cock slipped out of her pussy. Paul Anderson smiled contentedly to himself as stood behind his beautiful blonde secretary Erica, massaging her shoulders intimately as she typed on her computer. As his hands slipped down from Erica's shoulders and artlessly crept to her chest, cupping her full and firm tits to her blouse, his smile got even wider. "I love my job," Paul thought to himself as he groped Erica's glorious breasts, and the pretty young secretary did nothing to stop him. Not only had Maria been able to make the incriminating footage of him forcing himself on her sexy assistant Jennifer go away, but Paul had also discovered some rather enlightening video footage of Maria fucking Jim O'Reilly. The new footage had restored Paul's access to Maria's lovely mouth and also given him some leverage against O'Reilly should Paul run into any future problems himself. All in all, life is good, Paul decided as he dreamily kneaded the firm mounds of Erica's world-class knockers in his groping hands. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts, their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.